Yeah, I saw we had a new sponsor. That's crazy.
Yeah?
Like that it's just straight Craig sass.
Yeah, pretty much.
Is that an angry piece of broccoli? Is that what that...
Yeah, it does look like an angry piece of broccoli. Maybe he's chopping broccoli. He's chopping broccoli. Chopping broccoli.
I found that way too amusing.
Man, we should be recording that stuff.
Speaking of jerks and derailing the show, I have to say, the first moment that I knew that I was going to like this show and fall in love with it was whenever you guys mentioned Herculoids. I was like, yes. Wow. These are my people.
Tell us how you would like to be addressed, and are you prepared to teach us a little something about Ant-Man?
Sure, absolutely. You can call me Brian, you can call me Hesjingixon, you can call me Hess. Any of those I'll respond to. I'll also respond to Broccoli. There's a bunch of nicknames that I have, so any of those are fine.
See, okay. That was Broccoli, right?
Yeah. We never doubted you.
Yeah.
Okay, Craig, we're ready when you are.
Are we?
No, but we're as ready as we get around these parts.
Nothing sure. To add, nothing to change.
When the reading of the Deadpool dailies, I would either like you to change everybody to their first name or change the first one back to Scarlet Witch. It's your choice.
Is that bothering you?
After last week, it's driving me crazy.
Because all I do is, you know, cut all the text from last week and just move the Wednesday over. So,
I was loving the fact that with the abbreviation for Black, it's blah blah Panther.
All right, this guy, I'm ready.
Now we're ready. We're really ready this time. Double
for
super ready.
Sure. Okay. Yep.
I give you like 15 seconds to derail the show, but sure, we're ready. Whatever.
All right. Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 52nd installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig. With me, as always, Chaos 72, Stevie 15. Still in my head every week. I still hear Chaos 70 Snoo, and it's making me laugh every week. Sorry. Better known as Ray and Ian.
Well, Ray, you won that bet.
Yeah, I did.
Founders of the Puzzle Warriors Alliance. Special guest this week, that guy. This guy? I don't know. Hexjanixon. I think that's somewhat correct. Mm-hmm. But in my head, I have read that every time, and every time I hear in my head, he's Gene Dixon. Sorry about that, but that's what I see.
That works.
If your nickname list wasn't long enough, now you are Gene Dixon.
You say it fast enough, it all sounds the same.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, friends.
Howdy.
Hello,
howdy.
New friend. Welcome to our one-year anniversary.
Yes. Well, I was very happy because... grew up in a card-playing family, so I wanted the number 52. So.
Ooh.
Nice.
There you go, extra. You know, Ray didn't ask. You were actually recording this, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Not this week. This week is just for our benefit.
Oh, there's extra steps when we have a calling guest. So, man, nothing but sass. Nothing but sass. All right, we are covering the week of 817 through 824. In the year of somebody's god, 2016. Hey, guys, we got a new sponsor.
Another new sponsor?
It is. It's amazing and awesome. This week's events, sponsored by Paper Fedora's Vapor Pipe Emporium. Who needs an expensive vape ring when you can smoke liquid with a pipe? Feel the need to be even more pretentious than your average vapor enthusiast? Come to Paper Fedora's Vapor Pipe Emporium.
Man.
That was so much better when you read it.
That really did. And even though I know that, you know, it's not a legitimate sponsor, while you were reading it, I was so sucked into it. I was like, oh man, I hope they're going to be okay now that there's a 40% tax on vaping, because if they go out of business, I don't know what they're going to do for work. And I got really concerned for the imaginary owners of the paper fedora pipe emporium. It was terrible.
Yeah, welcome to Pennsylvania, where we like to tax things.
I blame you.
Sure, why not? Your Deadpool dailies. Today, got you a green switch. Thursday, red vision. Friday, black panther, or blah blah panther if you read this in shorthand. Saturday, blue Magneto. Sunday, black storm. Monday, Black Cage. Tuesday, Blue Rocket and Groot. And Wednesday is your Purple Spider-Man. For your 5-day, 4-star crash. Of the Titans. on the 15th, we had Red Hulk versus Hulk?
Yes.
Yes.
I've already forgotten. How sad was that? It was like 2 days ago. My brain doesn't work. I managed to win that one super easily. How fare ye?
My Red Hulk is championed, so...
Oh,
yeah.
So you also won it super easy.
Smash.
Moderately easy?
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Where does 3 tries get you?
Sure.
Yeah. I'll go moderate.
Okay, that's where I was. So we'll find out later what that yields.
I was going to say, mine was a 155, so yeah.
Oh, smoked
it. Yeah, smoked it, yeah.
Yeah, because who cares about the red? The red is inconsequential. Well, yeah,
red is important for denying him, but otherwise, yeah, who cares?
Right.
Yeah. So that was good stuff. I opened my token, though, and got something cool, so I'll talk about that later.
Okay.
And then coming up here on the 20th is X-23... versus Elektra. How does everyone's X-23 look?
That is a really good question. I'm trying to find out right now.
I'm a 213, but still level 70. So I'll pop some ice into her, maybe.
I got a 322. She's currently level 127. So I'm going to give that one a run.
Yeah, that sounds okay. I'll just stall you until Ray gets back with some information about mine or his. Either one. I'm pretty sure mine's a level 70, and it's somewhere sparse. It's like 111.
Yeah, I am at 212. I have no idea how that is going to fare, because I'm only, like, level 94. That doesn't sound like a whole lot of promise there. And, yeah, Ian, you are dead on, 111.
Right. I said the word on the forum seemed to be, as long as you have one in red, then as long as you're matching her colors, you're basically negating... the basic attack damage, so then you can sort of just sit around. You just, the biggest thing is if she gets off her black, then you're going to spend like 5 turns just wasting time. So,
right.
Because you are fighting Elektra, so you got to watch out for the Shadow Step and the Dance with Death there.
Right. Didn't Elektra just fight someone else? Didn't she fight Professor X not too long ago?
Correct.
Yeah.
She's a paid assassin, man. She goes after people. What do you want?
Apparently. Apparently, they're getting their money's worth out of Elektra.
Yeah.
Cool.
There you go. Elektra. Story events running now. Venom Heroic is still running. 16,000 gets you a yellow Black Panther. 31,000 gets you the CP. Top 10 folks get a Red Hulk. 11 to 200 are Dream Warrior covers.
Is anybody running on that? Is anybody playing that very much?
I wouldn't say very much. I got my
25 CP, and I've been running it for just to get the ice rewards. So.
Nice. I've been playing it. I plan on getting the CP. I think that won't be a problem because I want to mention it because, holy crap, I have been playing the heck out of Nick Fury. He is boosted, and I recently championed him. Man, his powers are amazing.
Yeah.
I'm amazed that Craig isn't destroying it, seeing as both Iron Fist and Luke Cage are boosted.
Right.
Yeah, they are my heroes. I just haven't played it much. I have 10,000 some points in it.
I didn't get to play it at all today, but I'm already over like 24,000, so it shouldn't be a problem to finish it. But yeah, I said some negative things about these events that have a very limited subset of characters, but man, this one, they picked all the right characters for me.
Well, Hulkbuster's boosted, so I've been destroying with him.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, as we talked before the show, I spent last night watching Suicide Squad and drinking at all beverages, so I didn't play at all last night. So,
what'd you think of it?
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it, but it had a lot of flaws, but I enjoyed it.
For a DC movie, it gets 2 thumbs up.
That's true. DC does not have a great record.
So, I don't know. I liked it. There were some characters they could have just deleted and no one would have noticed.
That was my biggest grievance. There's a whole bunch of people that just didn't need to be there.
So, that would have been okay. But, I don't know. Even though it's the lamest special effect ever, for some reason, I really enjoyed when Architect Lady summons Enchantress.
Yes.
I don't know why, but I just thought that was a cute thought of how that happens.
Yeah.
But, anyway, there you go. Simulator story event is up next. 23,000 gets you a Dream Warrior, 40,000 for the CP, and top 100 folks, pay attention, kids, are getting the duck.
Yeah.
Howard is back as reward, and there will be a Howard event coming soon.
Nice.
Webbed Wonder is coming up in the list here sometime soon. The people 101 to 200 are getting some Carol Danvers, starring that new actress whose name I've already forgot.
Good old Anna Kendrick. No, it wasn't. It was Brie Larson.
That's
Anna Kendrick's going to be
Brie Larson, yeah.
I was actually sort of disappointed when her name just dropped out of my head. The MMA star really wanted to be Miss Marvel.
Ronda Rousey wanted to be Carol Danvers.
I think she could have done a good job. I mean, I don't know how good she does at acting, but she could have done all the stunts and scenes really well.
She can punch and kick and punch like nobody.
Yeah, does, like nobody's business.
So now this is just wild speculation because I like to toot our own horn and pat ourselves on the back, but because I assume that this stuff has been on the books for a while now. But did anybody else notice that mere moments after mentioning to a certain event master that about the scarcity of Howard the Duck covers, that Howard the Duck covers have suddenly reappeared?
All I know is that if he's listening, thank you much.
That's yeah. Right. Even if we had nothing to do with it, good job, us.
Man, you just wait until we get the Dazzler Namor team up event. It's going to be awesome.
One other quick thing about Carol Danvers, I had a real shock whenever they announced the name of that person because they said Brie Larson, but in my head, I heard Allison Brie.
Oh, that was amazing.
I was like, what?
I would love to see Allison Brie pretend she could punch someone. That would be great. It wigs me out when she does those booze commercials, and I'm like, she's not old enough to buy booze.
I know.
She's only like 30. I don't understand. The PvP land, Lethal Intent is running now. 800 gets you a Black Gamora. 1,000 for Purple Bucky. 1,300 for the CP. First place is a Black X-Force. And 2 through 100 are Mohawk covers. And that should wrap up the season for everybody.
Couldn't there be one more, I think, if there's 4 days left?
Didn't Lethal Intent just start?
Yeah, but it's only got like 2 days left.
Oh, it's only got 2 days left. All right, I guess there's one more, but it's not yet shown up on my chart.
Sure.
All right, it's got to be something else. I'm sure I could read the sneak peek and it would tell me.
My guess is it would be Mohawk just based on what the rewards are from the previous
right.
one. So.
Yeah, right. You would think.
That's the most logical.
So 4 days left. Peoples, did you get your 10-pack? Did you finish the simulator?
No. No and no.
Come on.
I have completely pulled an Ian on this season. And I think I missed 4 events completely. So I'm getting close to 2,000 in the season, and so if I just spend some time on the simulator, I should be able to make it still. But yeah, I've been slacking.
I'm at 3,000 for the season, so this weekend I haven't touched the simulator yet. So this weekend I'll try and knock out the simulator, and that should easily get me my 10 back. So
yeah, I pulled a total Ian. I'm ready to reclaim my bottom slot in the Alliance. So. Tired of elevating it from last season. That exhausted me.
All right, well, I both finished the simulator and got my 10-pack, so to heck with you guys.
Did you get anything good out of it?
I'm sure I did. got you a Peggy, right?
Yeah, that's why. Yeah. If I come down this weekend and either you guys want to go ahead and finish the simulator for me, that would be well worth my time.
And 10-pack, I think I got, what did I tell you, Ray? 5 3-stars, I think I got?
I don't remember you telling me anything.
That's not bad.
I think I got 5 3-stars. I mean, all my 3-stars are champion, so that was all
right.
a nice level bump. Hey, here's something to derail this for a minute. The last update, I really like the new, they added the, you know, there's a new, like, you know, help button up there by the...
Yeah, by
the up green arrow for your... That's a nice little...
Yeah, you used to have to go like in the settings and find it. And now it's just right there.
It's a nice little UI update there. I enjoyed those.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to shout that out to the interface team.
And if I wasn't excited enough last week about the being able to sell the different stars, I've been using that constantly.
Definitely,
so nice.
Yeah, see, they may put stuff in this game nonstop for Ray. What a possibility, Bird. Come on.
It is fantastic.
I only ask for a few things.
All right. Non-stop needs.
So let's talk to our guest for a minute. Old Hestia Nixon, or he's Gene Dixon, or Lord of the Broccoli, or I don't know, I forget what else there was.
I'm pretty sure that every time I pronounced your name the first several times you had a comment, I pronounced it differently. So
That's correct, yeah. Well, the thing is, it's just super phonetic. It's just Hestia Nixon. That's it. It's not. There's no weird accent. There's no weird anything. But.
Right. So he's Gene Dixon. Got it. All right. So tell us more. How long have you been playing this game? What's your favorite squad? What you got?
So I am on day 786. So I'm just behind Ray and Ian because every time they talk about whatever cool is coming up, it shows up on mine like a week later. So that's really convenient. My mainstay teams for the big fights, I usually use Lady Thor, Battery Man, and whoever. Sometimes it's X-Force Wolverine. Recently I've started using Kingpin because he can make sure that you get the yellow if you can't find the yellow for the recharge, which is nice. Plus, Kingpin's black is great for taking out the guys who only have like 1,000 HP left that you don't want to waste another or red on. For the small fights, I usually do Ant-Man, Gamora, and Iron Fist. And my, what do you call it, big enchilada team is Patch, Psylocke, and Bullseye. I forget who it was, Stinkpong maybe, one of your listeners mentioned using Bullseye in the big enchilada. And so I started doing that, and I now have some of those screenshots where the entire board is all strike tiles. And so he works really well with Patch because he makes those enemy strike tiles that you then get rid of. And then I was trying to find somebody who had really cheap powers, specifically in red and black. And so I actually found a use for Psylocke. And so particularly once she gets her black out and then that black gets boosted by all the Bullseye tiles, it gets pretty ugly.
Yeah. Exciting for, Psylocke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was actually one of the first characters. She was the first 3-star character I got. And she was one of the first 3-stars that I had, you know, a worthwhile number of, fully covered and a worthwhile number of covers for. And so I actually used her for a long time and then was very sad as she very quickly got edged out by just about any other 3-star.
Poor Psylocke.
She didn't get any love in the movie either. So.
Yeah, right. That's true.
That's what I hear. Are you in an alliance?
Is it my alliance?
No, it is not.
Okay. Would you like to plug your alliance?
Sure. It originally started just as an alliance of me and a bunch of friends. And then whenever they did the 100 ISO per person who plays each day, I went ahead and opened it to the public. It's just CTW, and it stands for Culling the Weak, which was an old guild I used to be in on World of Warcraft. And so I just brought the name over.
Cool.
And so I remember correctly, the character limit was too short for Culling the Weak to fit, so I just called it CTW. And we're pretty casual.
That's also a card in Jihad, if I remember right, Call the Weak. I think that was a potence card.
It might have been a card in that, but the name, we actually got it from a Magic card. There was a Magic card in, I think, Fallen, called Culling the Weak, where you could sacrifice a creature. You paid 1 black, sacrifice a creature, get 4 black.
Fallen, not good.
The Thralls were really good, but yes, the rest of that set was terrible.
Isn't that the one that gave me nonstop spore counters?
Yeah, spore counters all over the
place.
Yeah, black was the only color that really benefited from that set. So.
Stupid spore counters? Anyway, that's magic. Yeah.
Anyway, the story of where you were in the game reminded me, I think I have been officially eclipsed by Ray as far as days of play. Well, I told you I slipped up and missed a day this weekend and caused things to spiral into chaos and anarchy. Totally undid our entire alliance. It was horrible, and I felt a twinge of guilt. Mostly because you're my friend, and I don't like it when you're sad and disappointed.
What made me sad and disappointed was when we got less than, like, 1,700, 1,800.
Right. I had no idea everybody was going to follow suit. Who knew it was such a popular weekend to take off?
Yeah.
But, yeah, when we open a token later, I will figure out what day I'm on, and we'll have to compare.
Sure.
If you're falling behind on him, you're getting close to me. So.
Yeah.
I'm only on 735.
Sweet, way ahead of that.
Yeah.
He just needs to warp forward in time about a month and catch up.
Yeah, so you should have a red thing coming your
today.
Way here.
That is correct.
All right, let's talk about news.
Sure.
News.
Let's talk about chicks, man.
Chicks, man.
Hey, new news. Hopefully there will be more details later this week, early next week. They've not really said when they're going to announce all this stuff. But new upcoming features, shield ranks and clearance levels.
Exciting.
So, yeah, your shield rank is going to represent your progression through the game. Story and versus events will have shield clearance levels to provide different rewards and appropriate challenges for players of different shield ranks. Shield ranks and clearance levels will help new players graduate from the early game to an advanced roster. Veterans will see better rewards, hopefully that means lots more ISO, that speed up development for their advanced teams. They hope to have these features in by late fall, but there will be more info coming in a future release.
Cool.
But that's the teaser. Awesome to me.
And I'm with you. I hope it's tons and tons and tons of ISO. I mean, covers would be nice, but I need ISO. That's what I need more than anything else. I need tons and tons of ISO.
Yeah, I mean, that's where everyone's kind of dying right now. Another new feature, VIP streak bonus. If your VIP expires and you have 24 hours to renew it, if you do so, you and your entire alliance receive 1 command point. And a shout out to all of our Alliance members who sent me a bunch of command points this week.
Seriously, it was raining command points.
So that's a new feature if you re-up your VIP. Changes. Let's talk about simulator event, as previously mentioned. There's some changes coming on for simulator event that our friend Anthony over at Demiurge has put out. The last mission of each subchapter, simulator number 7, can only be played once. Progression rewards have been adjusted accordingly. The reward from simulator 7 is 3,500 ISO, up from 2,000 in the previous one.
I'm a big fan of that. I'm a big fan of that one.
That's hard, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, that one's always crazy hard, and I used to do it for the 2,000 ISO, but then I would feel like a loser when I would do the subsequent runs, and it would just be sitting there, and I'm like, I don't want to do that one again. I don't care if it's worth points.
Yeah, but it was worth a fair amount of points. You're like, well, it's worth a good amount of points.
I know.
Oh, it always puts the beat down on you. So, there's a change coming up there. 107 hotfix. Reduce the amount of health your characters lose when you retreat. So, it's gone from 33% down to 10%.
Now, what? My theory is that this has to do with the fact that they haven't been able to fix the crash bug. I don't know if you guys have had it, but it didn't happen to me today. But every other day for the last week or so, starting at 106 and up through 107, periodically I just have a game start and it just immediately hangs. I can't do anything, and so the only thing I can do is crash it. So
no, I do not have that problem. I have the problems. Actually, it seems to be fixed now with the new – oh, which something else we can talk about, the new Black Bolt startup screen.
Mm.
The Hulk startup screen, while it was awesome looking, would crash probably one out of every three times I would launch the game. But I would just relaunch the game and it was fine.
Right.
But I've not had that happen actually since the Black Bolt loading screen has appeared.
Good.
So I'm curious, what platform are you playing on?
I play mostly Android. I have like Ian, I have a Steam account, but it's sort of my alternative, so I don't play that a lot.
Okay. I'm just curious, I hadn't experienced that crashing at all. So I definitely experienced the splash screen crash that Craig just described. So just kind of curious if it's platform specific.
I'm just as impressed to see hot fixes that don't include something about people knocking people in the air. That was
right.
Always,
yeah.
That's been the hotfix theme for the last, I don't know how long.
Long, long times.
Yeah. Only 10% health loss. That's amazing.
Yeah.
If I don't win right away, I'm totally retreating and giving up. I play more often now.
Good old Ian.
As soon as things start to not go my way, I'm going to throw a tantrum and switch my teams.
Hey, Ray, open up the mailbag. What you got?
There were so many comments. So I whittled it down quite a bit. Let me see if I can buzz through them. First, there were a whole lot of comments about last week's episode. Parandiac, awesome interview with Demiurge, a lot of insight. Dewing Illinois said that if he was in Demiurge, he would make it a point to get every single one of his people interviewed on our podcast as soon as possible.
Wow.
He loves the interviews, and he commends you three knuckleheads for our work.
So, thanks.
Yeah, I guess.
That's positive.
Jordan from Jersey, FAHQ1977, great comments about the show. And then one that I have to mention, Beyonder Bub said, I can listen to Reiko for hours.
Oh. Okay.
So there you go.
Reiko, if you're listening this week, you've got a stalker. Put an extra lock on the door in up in Baston.
Oh, by the way, since you mentioned his name, Jordan from Jersey, if you're listening, I also live in Austin. If you want to hang out sometime, email Ray and he can give you my contact information.
Nice. That's what we can have local Puzzle Quest play-in parties where people just get together, play Puzzle Quest, and talk about how awesome we are.
That's pretty much it. We'll have listening parties where we all listen to the podcast.
Yeah! Man, it'd be just like an episode of The Bachelor.
Absolutely.
Oh, what a way to ruin it.
Over a plate of barbecue. I know.
Oh,
I didn't even get the
reference,
so I just kind of tried to glaze over.
Yeah, big plate of brisket and Marvel Puzzle Quest. It sounds like a good time to me.
Need a barbecue place. Have a listening party. Yep.
Or you could go to get some Gus's famous fried chicken if you're also in Austin.
Sure.
Also amazing.
Sure.
Hey, I like to eat in Austin, apparently. I don't know what to say.
Next time you're here, let me know. I'll show you around.
Yeah, I'm not making it this year. I'm going to California instead this year, so.
Mm. Well, there you go.
Another comment about last week's show from Chloe, and this was
just goes right back.
Yeah,
into the show.
I just offer an opening and go for it. I can't. So she said that Tchernobog is not that obscure as far as gods go if you've read American Gods, which I had to do a little research and find out what that was. But
oh, that's that Neil Gaiman book.
Yeah.
It's a yes, what it book is. Now?
Neil Gaiman?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
However, that was not the reference that I think Craig was making.
It was not.
Craig is referencing a video game that he and I played that I don't know if anybody else ever played called Blood. However, Tchernobog from Blood, probably based on the same deity.
Sure.
So, in any case, it's spelled slightly different. But anyway, I just want to mention that because I like saying Tchernobog. Jenda McGlynn said that now all that he wants is the 5-star Mole Man. Thanks.
All that he wants is a 5-star Mole Man. He's gone tomorrow.
Come on. Ace of Base deserves better than that, dude.
Do they really?
They do.
Come on.
They do.
They saw the sign, and that was it.
No, they had the other hit.
Yeah,
they had the same song. What?
Yeah, All That She Wants.
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sorry, it's not. They're so similar, but I still like Ace of Base.
Man, it's like you bust out some Stacey Q songs too. I'm sure she deserves a lot of things too.
Probably not. She doesn't ring a bell.
She did Two of Hearts, Two Hearts That Beat as one.
Yeah,
and her other song, which was exactly the same background music, just with different lyrics.
Oh, all right. There you go. Shout out to Stacey Q.
Yeah, she was featured on those episodes of Facts of Life.
Quick, Ray, now.
Wow. Sorry, I was stunned by the Facts of Life reference.
Super old.
I'm old enough to have watched Facts of Life, however, I did not.
That was back at Mrs. Garrett's sweet shop. This is before George Clooney made an appearance.
Wow.
Yeah, I was going to say, my sister used to watch that show, and since we had to share our TV, I've probably watched more than my fair share of
Facts. Yeah, that was pre-George Clooney, if I remember right.
I'm okay with your sister watching that, because I'm pretty sure she was a young girl.
Yeah, she was
I'm
the right
pretty
age.
Sure Craig wasn't.
No, it was a spinoff of Different Strokes.
Right, and it was you know, we didn't have that many options. We didn't have, you know, cable or satellite back then.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You just watched what was on. I watched Facts of Life. I don't remember much of it. I just remember that I thought Joe was the coolest, and then I got older and realized I was mistaken.
You thought she was the coolest and everybody hated Blair. That was pretty much it.
Yeah. Well, everyone did hate Blair.
So there was a comment from a new commenter, Red X Magnum, who said that they got a legendary token yesterday, pulled a black bolt, was freaking happy, and she said that her husband was mad because that's his favorite character, and he doesn't have one.
Ah, in your face! That's if I was thinking that same thing. Oh, thanks, Craig.
Hey, got a husband.
And from Jordan from Jersey again, he referenced last week's episode. He said, thanks. Now I'll have Sweet Caroline stuck in my head for a week.
Oh, I know. He did that to me, too.
And I actually wanted to bring this up because this was a very first on the Puzzle Warriors that I contributed to that song. Normally, I try to avoid those things.
It's contagious. Is that what's all you got?
No. So FAHQ 1977. FAHQ said that he was initially doubtful about Black Bolt's inspiration, and he goes into the reasoning why, but he saw that one of the biggest whales in the game moved Black Bolt on their list of top-ranked characters to number 3 in his list, just below Black Suit Spidey and Green Goblin. And apparently this person put up a YouTube video of I think it's a 252 Black Bolt, level 400 and something, just demolishing the other team. It's basically the Black Bolt show. It's really impressive. I might
it's
put
Black
a link
Bolt
to
show.
It.
I'm Black Bolt.
Well, I was going to say, the biggest thing I noticed about inspiration is because it actually gives you ranks and powers you don't have.
Right.
If you get that power, he immediately becomes the best person to play with any other 5-star.
Yes. So. Exactly. You play with a 5-star that you don't have up. Oh, Wrecking Crew. Jeff Duggan said that he put in an explanation, a longer explanation of what exactly he went through to Champion Fury. One piece I wanted to pull out was he got the ISO to Champion Fury, and the resulting legendary token gave him a yellow Black Bolt cover.
Wow.
So
that was totally worth it. See, our advice is solid gold.
And the last one, Ought7 says, he just started listening to the podcast, relatively new to podcasts in general. He definitely likes it so far, but he has a general podcast question. Why do podcasts include the bit about where you can find the podcast? Clearly you are already listening and already found it.
Well, you might need more ways to find it. It just seems polite.
Well, I was going to say, I will say, the first time I listened to The Nerdist and I think Hello Internet, I listened to it because someone sent me the MP3, so I actually didn't know where to find it.
Well, one thing that Craig does is he mentions all the different places you can find it. So if you happen to have found it on Reddit, you may not know that you could just listen to it on iTunes or Stitcher or whatever.
Right.
So that's generally why. And we put it in every show because you never know where somebody's going to jump in. So.
Right. Yeah. And there's a certain synergistic relationship between us, the content producers, and them, the outlets for said content. So it, you know, just is good form for us to promote the people who are willing to broadcast our content out there to you all.
Speaking of which, shout out to Pocket Casts. That's what I use for my thing. I don't know if it grabs it from an RSS or how it actually pulls it down, but that's my player of choice.
Yes, huh? it does do RSS feeds.
Yeah.
Which, I, by the way, before we started doing this podcast, I had no idea about any of these things. Sort of a learn as you go. And that is all I have.
Okay. Hey, Ian.
Yes?
It's time for the feature character of the week.
Feature character of the week.
Week. This week, brought to you by AT Money Escorts. Yo, you need to move a bunch of Benjamins? What do you call them, Brinks? Those bums are a bunch of losers. You want real security? Call AT Money Escorts.
So I have to say, when I first glanced down to read who our new sponsor was, because it's one of my favorite parts of looking at the script, and I just saw at Money Escorts, and I was like, Money Escorts, as opposed to the free escorts that are coming over to Brave Ride You Companionship all the time? At Money Escorts, are you tired of, like, bartering with your escort? They just take money. But I do like your armored car company. It's a little more wholesome.
So anyway,
you guessed it, Ant-Man. If you didn't guess it, it's Ant-Man. So let me tell you.
If you can't guess it, go back and watch more episodes of SNL from the 80s.
Right, or early 90s, really, I think it was.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I was like 92, 93. But anyway, he's got some powers. He's got purple powers. He's got blue powers. He's got yellow powers. And he has a nebulous fourth power. So bear with me as I try to explain this to you. Pym Particles, it's purple. It costs 9. He creates a purple trap tile that creates 2. Strength 26. Purple attack tiles each turn. While this trap tile is on the board, this power becomes grow. The attack tiles do more damage. I make more attack tiles at max level. He's creating 3 strength 171 attack tiles each turn. At max champion level, he is creating 3 strength 249 attack tiles each turn. That's a lot of heavy duty attack tiles. That's powerful.
Yeah,
he's underrated. His blue power, small time crooks, cost you 9 AP as well. He creates a 3-turn blue countdown tile that steals 1 enemy attack, protect, or strike tile every turn. While his countdown tile is on the board, the power becomes grow. Let's see. As he is being upgraded, it's a 4-turn countdown tile. It's a 5-turn countdown tile. It's stealing 2 things, and then it's stealing 3 things. That's awesome. That's neat.
That is the one that I hate going up against the most because it steals all my Luke Cage and Iron Fist tiles.
Yeah, all the time.
Oh, man.
That's fun. So both these powers turn into grow. So let me tell you a little bit about grow since we're here. It costs 9, and Ant-Man, it removes all the Pym Particle and Small-Time Crook tiles on the board and deals 1,233 damage to the target, and whichever power was grow goes back to what it used to be. As you go up in levels, he does more damage. more damage, all the way up to 5,179, which one day becomes 10,261, which in the distant future becomes 15,019 damage.
That's a big punch.
That's what you get when you suddenly turn back to full size as you're leaping at someone and hit them right out of their chin with a big old fist. Now, the power that is amongst the elite powers in the game, based solely on the fact that it's called Ants, 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 cost you 7 yellow AP. Let's see, he creates 3 3-turn red countdown tiles that each create a strength 23 yellow strike tile. Wow, that was... That was a lot of different colors making a lot of different tiles. This is also a passive component to this ability. At the beginning of each turn, it deals 46 damage for each Ants, Ants, Ants tile that's on the board. So let's talk through all these tiles and upgrades. First, he creates 3 countdown tiles that are slightly stronger and deal slightly more damage. Then, same number of tiles, stronger, more damage. 4 countdown tiles, stronger, more damage. 5 countdown tiles, stronger, more damage. So at level 5, at his max level, he is creating 5 countdown tiles, strength 90 strike tiles, and 260 damage per ant tile per turn. And at champion level, he is creating 5 countdown tiles. The strike tiles are strength 132, and the damage per turn is 383. That's wacky. Doesn't seem nearly as cool as the first two that I read, but it is also not reliant on strike tiles being on the board and doesn't turn into grow. So I am going to resist my urge to speculate because I don't have him at a very high level and didn't know his powers until just now when I read them aloud to you guys. I am going to turn things over to Hess, and he is going to tell you some stuff about Ant-Man.
All right. So Ant-Man is one of my favorites. I use him a lot in the easy fights in most PvEs, and I also use him a ton for any wave fights, particularly wave fights against ninjas. So he is one of the characters that I think benefited most strongly whenever Champion came out, because he's somebody that I pretty regularly respec based on who I'm fighting. So his sort of general purpose, I think, best build is probably 5-3-5, because you can get really good damage out of the purple. You got to have at least one of your blues maxed, because then you get that big 10k hit with grow. Plus, since the purple leaves a trap tile rather than a countdown tile, it'll basically stay until someone matches it, so you have a better chance of getting the 9 purple you need to hit with grow. I think Ants, Ants, Ants is really solid, besides the joy of, you know, saying Ants, Ants, Ants over and over again. It only costs 7 yellow, which is really cheap, and at max level, it puts out 5 tiles that are dealing 261 each. So you're doing about 1,200 damage a turn from 7 yellow. And then they turn into strike tiles when they're done, so that's pretty good. And then if I know I'm fighting against people with lots of special tiles, then I'll usually respec him to 355. And I, one of the things that people will point out in the forums, which I do kind of agree with, is the one downside to his purple is because it only makes purple tiles into attack tiles. Depending on what your board looks like, you can have the board completely filled with purple attack tiles. You know, every purple tile is an attack tile pretty quickly. And then it's not really doing anything after that. So that's why I choose to reduce that one. That, and, you know, like I said, I like Ants, Ants, Ants. But the thing in particular that's awesome about the small time crooks is when you're fighting Teisatsus, if you put that out before you kill them, you immediately steal all 3 of the tiles that they create.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And so besides the fact that the purple is really good in waves because you're stacking up tons and tons and tons of attack tiles, and then when the new wave starts, you just start immediately, you know, mowing them down. The blues are great, like I said, because you'll steal Teisatsus tiles. Actually, lots of times when I'm fighting against the Mafia or the Magia, whatever, I'll actually save the muscle to last because I will use small time crooks to steal away all of the intimidate strike tile and then be hitting for 2,000 or 3,000 damage on basic attacks. And then, and again, if you can manage to get off the purple or Ants, 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 then you're getting those strike tiles 2 or 3 times over. So, like I said, he is someone that I regularly respec back and forth. I sometimes I'll even spec him 5-5-3 if I'm pairing him with somebody else who has a really good Yellow. Like if I'm, sometimes I'll use him as my third when I'm playing with a Battery Man. And so I know I'm not going to use his yellow. I'm going to use Battery Man's yellow. So I'll even spec him 5/5/3. So he's definitely one that I think benefits really strongly from championing him because you can sort of respec him on the fly, but he is fantastic for waves and really good against ninjas. And, oddly enough, both on color coverage and tactics pairs really well with or against Carnage, because with Carnage, between the two of them, you cover all six colors. And when you put out your blue, you start stealing back all the attack tiles that you're giving them. And so those two actually pair really well together, and he's great to fight against him for the same reason.
Interesting. Yeah, unfortunately, my Ant-Man is, I mean, I have him at 5/2/3.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, still waiting to finish off those other covers. So swapping colors around really isn't. I'm stuck with this purple.
Yeah,
but interesting.
I happily have him championed now, but I had him at like 5/5/1 for a long time. No, 5/1/5 for a long time, and they kept giving me purples, and I'm like, just give me the blues. I promise I'll champion him. And since championing him, I think they've given me like three more purples. So it's like whatever.
Yeah,
mine's at 4/2/3, so not quite there yet.
Yeah, I find him useful, and I really like using him. But yeah, like you said, with only two blue, it's just mm-hmm. I don't have the. It's just swapping over one tile per go per turn.
Right, right. Yeah. So with that, you'll still be able to steal most of the ninja tiles, but it's only when you get to rank 5 that you're stealing 3 at a time.
Right,
and then it's just super super awesome.
Excellent. Well, there you have it, Ant-Man, brought to you by @MoneyEscorts. Are you tired of getting harassed by thieves and want a target? Get an @Money escort. They'll get targeted first. Do you need someone rich? Do you need someone rich and credible to vouch for you? @Money escorts. You can reach them on Twitter @Money escorts.
I kind of feel like, you know, the Virgil should be their spokesman.
Totally. Poor Virgil.
He can come out. He can carry a big briefcase full of bills. And he can hang out with the $1 million man. Ted.
I've forgotten all about Virgil. Wow.
So is everyone else. If you ever see those.
The
sad,
lonely Virgil.
Lonely Virgil webpage of Virgil at cons, where poor Virgil's always standing by himself.
Poor guy.
Money escorts. Hey, call Virgil. He needs work. All right, time for Dying in the Vine. This week brought to you by Twinkie Wiener Sandwiches. The snack sensation that's dominating the nation. Twinkie Wiener Sandwiches.
Nice. Even the second time that I heard that today, it's still gross. Just, it's a little less inappropriate, but man.
Anybody got anything on the Vine?
Not now that they have this sweet new star-related drop-down menu. I'm able to slice through the Vine like nobody's business.
I do. I still have a thing. However, it's, yeah, he's just going away. There's no way I'm going to be able to get him championed in time. Mainly because I just spent all my ISO to champion a 2-star.
Oh.
I've got...
How'd that go?
You know, it was Doc M. I had previously sold him, and now I'm back to re-leveling him. So
right.
I've got a whole bunch of 2-stars dying because they tend to give me all the purple of Black Widow and all the yellow of Storm before I can get all the covers for them.
Okay.
But
sure.
And then the only other important one I have is I actually do have a fully covered Ragnarok now and just got a 14th cover.
Yeah.
Wow.
So now all of my ISO will belong to him.
Right. Sure. Wow. I didn't think that was ever going to happen. How did that happen?
What happened
to having a day off once every, you know, 30 some days in the Deadpool Daily?
Well, I still got Sentry.
Oh, good. Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. And it was Sentry. You still don't have any Sentry, do you?
No, I actually rostered him.
Oh, my goodness. What's happening?
Yeah. I don't
Where
have
are your
him.
Convictions?
Yeah. I want to get all the 3-stars now.
Aha, see?
Gotta
get
them all.
Well, see, that's the thing. Here's I need ISO, so not having a 3-star means I can't complete those Deadpool dailies, which that loses 2,000 ISO any day that I can't. So, yeah, rostered Sentry.
Crippling. Oh, well. Cool. I'm okay. I'm suddenly recovered.
It's all about the ISO now.
I got nothing of any importance on Divine. It's just a purple 2-star bullseye, because all I get are... Purple 2-star bullseye covers, apparently, for bullseye.
Yeah, they're solid.
My Vine is currently clear, but just recently had things on it. I got a a black Mr. Fantastic.
Mr. Lova Lova.
Which he's, mine is oddly 255, which is amazing because I don't care about him at all. But there was no way I was going to champion him anytime soon, so that went away. And then I, much like Ray, I had sold off my two-star Storm and covered her back. And so just leveled her up and had the full chain where the champion level with, I guess I must have done it a couple days ago, but I had four or five covers sitting on it. But I put a cover on her, which gave me a three-star Storm. So I put a cover on her, which gave me a Lady Thor. And then I put the Lady Thor cover on her.
Nice.
So, and then tomorrow I will start having something on my Vine because I'll get a Vision cover. And that Vision cover, when I cash it in, will get me a red four-star Cyclops. And he's currently level like 170 and 544. So, I mean, I can do it. I just have to do it. So basically I'll have 2 weeks to wait before the Vision cover expires and then another 2 weeks before the Cyclops cover expires. So I should be able to do it, but.
Roughly a month to champion Cyclops.
Roughly a month to champion Cyclops. I had the same thing happen with Carnage, where I had a Dr. Octopus cover, waited 2 weeks, cashed that in. And I like to use Carnage, besides the fact, like I said, he combos really well with Ant-Man. I like to use him in PvP events because it'll make people skip me.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely gaining momentum. Yeah. Well, that's exciting. Yeah, I have nothing on my Vine for the reason that I explained. Like, I should have still been able to use the sell all, but I couldn't resist the new feature. So I sold all my one stars, then sold all my two stars, then sold all my three stars, and then I was satisfied.
All right, then. There you go.
It was awesome. It's awesome.
That was Divine by Twinkie Wiener Sandwiches. Man, do I not want to ever have one of those. Phew. Rewards of the week. So, hey, stuff. You know, I said I spent my token from the crash and such, and right. I got me another 5-star Iron Man cover.
That's very fantastic. Nice. You got 4 covers on that guy, don't you?
I've got 5 covers on him now.
You Ow. Are...
So he's now a 1-3-1. I have not put anything into him, so he's sitting at level 255.
Right. But that's still exciting.
I think I might start dumping some ISO into him just to see how that plays out.
Sure. Do you have all 3 covers?
Yeah, it's 1-3-1. One red, 1-3, 3 blue, okay. 1 yellow.
Gotcha.
And then I opened my other cover that I've gotten from something. Boy, I've completely forgotten what. I think maybe I just spent some ISO, or command points, I mean. And I got yet another, just for you guys, Lord of the Croissants.
It's so unfair.
Yeah, you deserve 0 of them, and you just...
it's so derogatory towards them. And
yeah, so I now have him at 4-0-1.
Wow.
Wow.
Still no lunacy.
Right.
I don't want to level him until I have lunacy.
Sure.
So, but man, I can fist to the Khonshu like nobody's business.
I guess I need to start talking trash about Nova, because Nova's the guy I really want. I love people with cheap powers and who have strike tiles, and he has been 1-1-1 since, like, basically, I got all those covers in the initial launch event, and I cannot get Nova covers to save, but I guess I just need to start talking trash, because that seems to work for Craig.
Sometimes. Always works for Cho. The more you talk bad about him, the more.
Oh, God. Freaking Cho.
And no, I only ever get green Chos.
I like not him. I want more.
He's the greatest character of all time.
He's the greatest character.
What do you guys get in reward land this week?
Both of mine came from championing. I got a Lady Thor cover, which just went into a champion through that string that I mentioned. And then I recently got a Dokken cover, which got me an X-23 cover. So... maybe I'll stand a chance at the next Clash of the Titans. So, how about y'all?
So the lame son of Wolverine gets you a clone of Wolverine.
Yes. Yes.
Clearly.
So I managed to get a second cover for my Kate Bishop.
Okay.
Through some CP. Still purple, so I've got 2 purple. That's about it on her. And I'm trying to remember. I cannot find who it was. Somebody gave me a Ghost Rider cover.
Hood, probably?
Don't recall. But in any case, it made me very happy because I know I got another. He's at 233. I still don't have him leveled very far, but I like advancing him. I was able to get Iron Fist past level 183, which gave me another Hulkbuster. And somewhere along the line, I was able to get another Red Hulk. So my Red Hulk is now 272.
Ooh.
And he is, he's crushing things now.
Blade is the other one. Blade and Hood give you Ghost Rider covers.
Yeah, I don't think my Blade is that high. So I don't remember. Maybe I just got that from a token.
Maybe.
But, yeah, that's what I got this week.
Okay. The only thing of note that I got, I didn't get any good covers, but I did get 1,000 hero points out of the Taco Vault.
Mm.
That was very satisfying. Yeah. I do like the 1,000 hero points. That made me very happy.
Did you instantly buy a new slot?
I didn't. I didn't have anybody to fill the slot, so I just let it sit there.
Okay.
So that way I can, you know, look at my hero point total and go, yeah, that's respectable. And, yeah, I'll tell you more about what I got from Crash of the Titans here in only a few moments.
Yeah, I don't have any hero points again because the moment I got 1,000, I had to roster Banner, so.
Yeah, that's jealous.
So I have no ISO and no hero points.
Yeah, but you'll trade all that for a Banner. I want a Banner.
Banner's nice. I haven't used him yet, but...
Which power did you get?
The black one, smartest guy in the room.
Okay. A girl that rents a room for me managed to, like, the first week that he was out, opened Legendary and got the one that actually transforms him into Hulk.
Right.
And yeah. So she's been loving him, so...
Yeah, in the Alliance, in our Alliance, on our Facebook page, everyone else gets that one. That's the blue, right?
I guess so. Let me see. It's whatever the last power is.
Oh, no, it's
purple?
Not the blue.
Purple. Yeah. Yeah, the other guy. There you go, the other guy.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong. I think blue is the predominant one to get in our alliance, but...
Gotcha.
In any case, I got the black one. And I, like I said, I haven't used him yet. I'm just happy to have him.
Yeah. I don't have one yet.
Just a happy little Hulk over here. happy little Hulk.
All right, Craig, I got a token burning a hole in my pocket. Help me out.
Well, hold on!
I know, that's why I said, start the next segment.
Man, time for the opening of the Legendary Tokens, brought to you by Take It Hess!
This guy!
All right!
Got to hold this guy.
Go ahead, Ian.
All right, oh, I'll go first, thanks.
Oh, get it up.
All right, this is a latest Legends token. It is none other than a 4-star cover for... Ooh, Hulkbuster.
Nice.
There you go.
Yeah.
What color?
Champed?
Blue. Hulkproof. He is not champed. I don't even know if that took me close to champed. I will tell you in one moment. I'm going to trade him up and break... No. I have him at 253 now. So he's definitely moving on up in the world.
Nice.
To the east side.
Yes. Deluxe apartment in the sky.
Ray, you want to go? Who wants to go?
I will. Sure, I'll go. I have a latest legend from whoever I said I championed this time. Oh, was it Electra?
Fury?
Yeah, it was Electra. I just got Electra champion, so there you go. It is a 4-star. It is a 4-star Carnage.
Oh,
hey.
Right.
Symbiote size.
Nice.
Unfortunately, I don't have him hardly at all. Maybe. I have him at 410.
Wow, that's a lot of size.
That's 510 now.
No, no, 410 with the new one. So.
Oh, with the new one, okay.
Yeah, so I can scythe my way out of... I don't know, maybe that'll give me a chance at the next Crash of the Titan season.
Yeah, that's his best damage powers that run.
Yeah, it does do a lot of damage. I'm going to spend 20 CP on a Classic Legends. Let's see what we get. It is a 4-star. All right, Ball, my God, you're not going to believe what it is. I'm not making it up.
Another Moon Knight?
Lunacy.
It is Lunacy. 4-star Moon Knight purple.
Ow.
He's
so unworthy.
Such a turd.
So unworthy.
So that does now get him to 411. He's got the 411. So I may have to actually dump some ISO into him and see how that plays.
Man.
That is crazy.
So I just want to go ahead and state this so that I can spawn an incredible amount of hate mail for Ray to wade through. So I have been LARP for a long time now in Craig's position where I have way too many covers and not enough ISO. And so I have stopped spending my things. But I've been loving the new Play When You Want PvE, so I've been destroying all those. So I am currently staring at 416 command points.
Wow.
Woo!
And 6 legendaries.
Wow.
So I'm now going to open up one of those. Let's see what I get. It is a 4-star. The Spider-Gwen Cherry Bomb. Nice.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Let's see. What does that to make her? She is now at... Apparently, that's all I have for her. She's at 030. So nothing but Cherry Bomb for her.
Wow. Right on.
What is her good power?
Yeah.
It is her good power. It does really good damage. I remember that. It does way more damage than it should for its cost. Yeah.
Man, I thought I was good. I still have 219 command points.
Yeah. Too many covers, not enough ISO. Looking forward to that shield thing giving me more ISO.
We can only hope.
We can only hope.
All right, so that was Tokens brought to you by...
this guy.
All right. Ian, tell me about this podcast network we got.
Just real quick, yes. I want to insert, much like your last guest, I also listened to this podcast for about 3 or 4 podcasts before I realized that the network did not still need to be named.
We really should sell those t-shirts, apparently, for this.
Yeah, apparently. So, yeah, as you may have gathered, this is the we are part of the soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.com. It is a podcast network of other fun, like-minded shows covering comic books and pop culture and Star Trek and religion or the lack thereof. My goodness, there's a live YouTube broadcast. There is even, a show about Milford, Pennsylvania.
And it specializes in podcasts starting with P.
Yeah, it absolutely does. So anyway, you can check out any number of these great shows here on the soon-to-be-named network. It's soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com or soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Hey, we have a new P show coming. It's the Perfect Pastry, which is all about Cinnabon, starring Todd.
Oh, man,
if someday Todd's going to listen to one of these shows, and man, he is going to come and gun me down.
All of that seems unlikely. He doesn't seem like the gunning you down or listening to the show type of guy from one encounter that we've had. But I also don't believe that a show titled The Perfect Pastry would include a Cinnabon in any way. Oh, Christmas.
I don't know. I've never had Cinnabon, so I don't know. Maybe it's good.
It's not.
Oh, okay.
You need to listen to the Louis C.K. bit on Cinnabons. It is fantastic.
It tastes exactly like you would expect food sold in the middle of a mall to be.
Well, Orange Julius is pretty good.
Yeah, but they've had DQ back in them for years, so.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know. I like the Philadelphia Pretzel Factory. Or Annie Ann's. Those are both good.
You might like Cinnabon then. You might be in the... Next time we take a trip that involves air travel, I will get you a Cinnabon while we're waiting for our gate or for our plane to take off.
Okay. We'll plan ahead. Anything else? We all good?
No.
Wrapping it up?
Other than I'm not actually going to do that. I'm just going to rely on Ray buying you a Cinnabon on your way to BlizzCon.
Are you guys going to BlizzCon?
We are.
We are going to BlizzCon.
Nice. I've done the virtual ticket for I don't know how many years now. I usually can't get off work around that time. So
this will be our second year in a row going, assuming I can ever get my hookup to actually send me the tickets.
Do you play any Blizzard games?
We are huge Diablo fans.
Okay. Me and my friends most weekends play a bunch of Heroes of the Storm. We're big Heroes of the Storm fans. So.
Yeah, nice. I enjoyed that game. I play a lot of Hearthstone. I played some Overwatch. I've played Heroes. But generally, if I'm playing something Blizzard, it's mostly Diablo.
Sure.
And has been for 20 years.
Well, send me your Battle.net ID and we'll play some Heroes sometime.
Yeah, because this is the 20th anniversary year of Diablo. So.
That's correct. Have you guys read any of the have you seen the stuff about the conspiracy for Diablo 4 being announced?
Yeah. I don't know how much of that I can reveal, but I have had a discussion about what happened with that D4.
Yes. Yeah.
With an employee at Blizzard. So.
Oh, okay. So you have inside information.
So we'll find out more at BlizzCon.
Sure.
About what's going on. But if you ever make it out there, it's a fantastic time if you enjoy things Blizzard.
Yeah. If nothing else, I want to make it out just for the Heroes of the Storm tournament. I love watching the pro guys play.
Yeah, good luck. Getting tickets is hard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
2 years in a row, we've tried to buy them on the when they're selling them openly. And, you know, it starts selling at, you know, whatever, 10 a.m. and at 10:00 and 30 seconds a.m.
Sold out.
All the tickets are sold out. But luckily, I know an employee at Blizzard, so.
I have a friend who knows an employee, and he also lives in California, so I'm going to see if one of these years he can help me out.
There you go. That's the way to do it. you play the guitar on the MTV. That's it for this week, kids. I want to thank everybody for joining us. Thank you to our guest, Hester Nixon, the Lord of Broccoli. He's Gene Nixon. And Brian. So all those people.
Yep.
Thanks for coming on. Check us out for updates, puzzlewarriors3.com. Leave us a message on the discuss feature. Leave us a message on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, on the D3 forums, or just send us an email. Found a link found on our webpage as well. You can check the podcast there, get it on iTunes, get it on Stitcher, get it on Podomatic, whatever your favorite podcast player of choice is. Hopefully we are there. If you have a favorite and we're not there, tell us what it is. We'll see what we can do. Throwing us a bone. If you want to throw us a bone, you can click on the Amazon banner at the top of our webpage. You buy something there, we get a little bit of money back. We always appreciate that. Or if you want to become a super, super sweet person, like Gene Dixon, you can become a patron and follow the link on our webpage to patreon.com. You can pledge some money either per show, per month, whatever you could spare us, just like, you know, you're watching PBS and you want to throw some money at the British Baking Show, which is freaking awesome, and you should, because that show was great. That's all I got, though, this week. So goodbye for now. And remember, kids, I'm rubber, you're glue. What bounces off of me sticks to you. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye,
good
friends. Night.
Oh, was I supposed to be recording?
Ray better record it. Otherwise, he'll just have me talking and Ian talking.
I was going to say, there's a big gap. Tell us about Ant-Man. Silence.
Yeah, good idea.
One of my worst fears. Go to edit everything, get all the files together, and go, oh.
I'm sure it'd be just as good the second time we did it.
I think it'd be better just to air that episode the way it is and just be like, Ray screwed up all the editing, so you have to guess what was said. Maybe we can make a contest out of it.
Right. Wow. Oh, no.
What's
no,
Ray say next?
Yeah, it'll get dark fast. It'll turn into like when we when Brian's away and everybody, we have Brian's lines. So, this is Brian. I just pooped my sleeping shirt. I can't have a whole episode of that. So next week, Ray, do Mr. Fantastic, if you could pepper in some 70s kung fu effects, maybe a Black Belt Jones going, whoo,
whoo. I figured just for the rhyming thing, you'd go with, you know, the, who sings that song, Mr. Bombastic?
Oh, I'm fantastic, Mr. Bombastic.
There you go.
Yeah! There you go. I didn't even think about that. Oh, Shaggy.
They call
is that who that was? That was Shaggy?
Yeah. Mr. Lava Lava.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.